So this is, it's in page 13. different copy maybe, I don't know. Anyway, that's the sixth point, which is the mode of asserting selflessness. So you should be able to find that quite easily. It says, they assert a gross selflessness of person, that is a person's emptiness of being permanent, partless, and independent. And a subtle selflessness of person, that is a person's emptiness of being self-supporting or substantially existent. So that is very similar. It's the same as what Chittamatran says.
But he you tell Manju should be Amarangi Batana, Zuda Zuda Samadzi, Jitoma, Chichidami, Rapata. Chidam Rapata. And they sent them in the Chidami Tamokel. You know that the Chidami Rapata is a new. Tell it Tavi Chidami Kelly be your top. That's the deal what are Chitamji Demeto with Tony, Chidami Tamo de Vicharese. But then Bravicha Delis.
And then the next one, so Yogacara Savatantika Madhyamika observes a gross selflessness of phenomena, that is of form, and its form apprehending value cognizes emptiness of being other substances. And a subtle selflessness, that is the gross selflessness of the phenomena. And so that's different from the Chittamatran school. And so the difference then comes in, that shows that there's a subtler. In Chittamatran school, that is asserted as a subtle selflessness of phenomena. And so when it says this, in this context, when it says this is the gross selflessness of phenomena, that means there's a, you know, the selfless, subtle, even subtler than that, you know, there's a subtle selflessness of phenomena. And of course, it's given right after that. So the selflessness of phenomena, that is all phenomena, all the phenomena's emptiness of true existence. So that is the subtle, the selflessness of phenomena. So it says all phenomena, emptiness of true existence. Yeah, so that is the subtle selflessness of phenomena. And when it says the emptiness of the true existence is the object of negation. So the non-affirming negation of the true existence, you know, is the emptiness of the phenomena. Excuse me.
No. Dembetoma saying it, Dembatibetoma saying it, Dembatribe to Chekare, Dembatribe Tengare, Chanalula, Rajibilula, Chanavichita, Dembatu saying to us, Dembatum the Maduce, Dembatum the Kane Togore, Sidu, but Dembatribe to the Kazan Lavanaji, Lord Nemela, Chukaneji, Lord Nemela, Nami Ongizama Maiba, Yer and the Tumo may be deluding with a tribate, Dembatrabai. The Chukaneji, the Tanaji Madabaita, and Chitamji Tituma Selam, yes, but Dembatribe to the Tupula.
So now the object of negation, which is the true existence. So so if you say, you know, so if the Savatantika Madhyamika says if the things doesn't exist, if none of the phenomena exists exists truly, then what is your definition of true existence? You know, what is your definition of true existence? So it's just like, you know, what we discussed in our last class. So that which exists, you know, uncommonly from its own side without appearing to the valid mind. No, without being labeled by appearing, you know, to the valid mind. Right? That is the true existence. So since there is nothing that exists uncommonly from its own side, you know, being posited by appearing to the valid mind. So the things appears, you know, to the valid mind, right? And then you label it something as, you know, label it as something. So that's how it is. So if there is something, you know, which uncommonly exists from its own side without, you know, being labeled through appearing to the valid mind. So if there is such thing, then that is true existence. Now, since there's nothing, you know, that exists uncommonly from its own side without being labeled through appearing to the valid mind, therefore there is no true existence. Mm-hmm. Therefore, every phenomena is empty of true existence. So when we recite the Heart Sutra, you always say, you know, the form is empty, sound is empty, and so forth. So when we say form is empty, in these two schools, like the Prasangika Madhyamika and Savanantika Madhyamika, they both, you know, say the form is empty. But then, how is it empty? When you explain, when you analyze how is it empty, then there comes a little bit difference. So when you say, according to the Prasangika Madhyamika, when you say the form is empty, it means the form is empty of existing from its own side. Then when it comes to the Savatantika Madhyamika, it says, no, the form exists from its own side. So therefore, when it says form is empty, it doesn't mean the form is empty of existing from its own side. And what it means is the form is empty of existing truly.
Oh, yeah.
And then both, you know, Savatantika Madhyamika and Prasangika Madhyamika accept that phenomena are merely imputed by mind. And then when it says merely imputed, the merely or just, you know, or just or merely. So the mere, the word mere, and that refutes something. And that refutes something. So then again, there comes the difference in refuting. You know, what is being refuted, you know, by saying merely. Mm. There comes difference in these two different schools. So, in Prasangika Madhyamika school, when he says merely, what that refutes, you know, is refused, exists from its own side. It's merely imputed by the mind. It's just only imputed by mind. It's nothing exists from its own side. So that refutes exists from its own side in Prasangika Madhyamika school.
And
then the Savatantika Madhyamika, you know, says when it says merely imputed by mind, what it refutes, you know, it refutes existing uncommonly from its own side. Uncommonly from its own side, but not, you know, from its own side. You understand the uncommonly from its own side and from its own side? So what it means is like uncommonly, you know, like, you know, the thing comes into existence in common with both mind and with the subject and object. There is a subject and the object. The object doesn't exist without the mind. So they come in existence in common, you know, through both mind and you know, the object itself. So, right? So when you say uncommonly from us, uncommonly from the object itself, that means like without depending on the mind, just from the object itself. So Savatantika Madhyamika says that there is nothing that exists only from its own side. Of course, you know, that exists from its own side, and there is a mind leveling it also. You know, there is an object appearing to the mind, and through appearing to the mind levels it, and then there is an object also coming from its own side. So from with two together, then there comes this object. Mm. It is not only by mind, and it's not only from the object. Yeah. So when it says only, that means that not only from the object side. So that is what is being refuted in Savatantika Madhyamika. Mm. Does it become a little clearer?
Yeah. 다 던지 놓으잖아. 예. 그래서 쫓겠네. 와. 아니, 타지를 캐바지 내 나한테 연한 건데 깨져 뒤에. 쫓겠네. 저런 걸로 가르쳐 잡으래. 했을 날도. 아니, 그 쫓겠네. 쫓겠네. 또 배. 너는 쫓겠고, 냠들. 샤바 짱. 다가랑래 마도. 쫓겠네. 문에. 나 쫓겠네. 생이 좀 그거 말해.
So, for example, like this table, you know, so it's just, what is the table? You know, if you ask somebody, you know, like a Prasangika Madhyamika, or the proponent of Prasangika Madhyamika, you know, he would say, the table is, the table is the name that is merely imputed by the mind, saying table. The name merely imputed, the name, you know, that the term or the name table that is merely imputed by the mind. So that is the table. There's no solid, you know, thing existing from its own side.
Right.
It's a table.
And
then you ask the proponent of Savatantika Madhyamika, the Madhyamika school, then he will say, yes, you know, you need a mind that says this is a table. But also there is a table from its one side that should appear to the mind. You know, so there is a table appearing from its one side and mind labeling it as a table. So these two has to be together.